Okay, yeah, so let's get started by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，我们现在先向我们的天父认罪。
Father, so we give thanks to you for this time that we have to study your word.
亲爱的天父，感谢你让我们有这个机会能够研读你的话语。
We pray that through the things that we learn, that we can learn to develop a love for you.
我们祷告，希望我们从学习的中间能够让我们更爱你。
And to achieve your purpose for our lives.
而能够成就你对我们生命的目的。
We give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we're back on the book of life.
好，我们现在回到生命册。
In the Bible, there's only two verses, really, or two passages which sort of specifically talk about the book of life, and then the rest of the passages are in the New Testament.
在这个整个有关生命册的描绘里呢，旧约只有两句经句提到这个生命册，那其他的都是在新约里面。
Yeah, and actually even in the verse that we began to look at last week, that's in Exodus 32, it's just called your book, and we're assuming that this is the book of life. We don't actually have the words book of life, but as you can see on the screen, it just says your book, which you have written.
即使是在这个旧约里所提及的生命册呢，最主要的是出埃及记的第32章。的31到33节，他也并没有真的把生命册这个词汇用出来，他只有讲到就是那个摩西有跟我们讲说你的书，就是 your book, 你的册，你的生命册。
Now we don't actually see the words book of life until David writes about this in Psalm 69.
我们在旧约里唯一真正看见这个生命册的这个词呢，是由大卫所写的诗篇69章里面才出现了生命册这个词。
The next time we see the term the book of life is in Luke 10:20. So that's Jesus talking about the book of life.
而再来呢，整个圣经里第三次提到生命册呢，就是到了路加福音的10:20节，这是耶稣提到生命册。
Okay, and that's very clearly, he's speaking to believers and he talks about that their names have already been written. We'll go back and do this more later, I'm just giving you a quick preview. So we're saying that their names have been written, talking to believers, they've been written in heaven.
而耶稣在路加福音10:20节所说的这个生命册就讲得非常清楚，他就说凡是基督徒呢，好，你们的名字就会被写下。而且是写在天堂。
And then we see Paul is writing about this, Philippians 4:2-3, we see that he mentions specifically the name, the book of life.
而在接下来呢，就是保罗在腓立比书的4:2-3节里面呢，更清楚的把这个生命册就是描述了一下。
He gives the example of a couple of women and they're believers,But it seems that they've been doing very well in the spiritual life, but they risk having their names blotted out, probably because of some kind of a conflict in the church, or some conflict between these women. Yes, because he mentions the name here. There's actually two specific people, Eudoia and Syntyche. So he actually mentions the names of these two people, and...He's saying that their names are in the book of life, but it seems they risk having their names blotted out.
好，就是在腓立比书的4:2-3呢，保罗呢特别提起啊，就是在他们教会里面有两位女士，她甚至把他们的名字都说出来。她说他们是很敬虔的基督徒，但是因为他们在教会里做的一些事情哈，有一些冲突矛盾，很有。危险是他们的名字是会被从生命册里面被涂掉，所以他特别警告他们不可以这样子。
Yeah. And that's a risk to any believer actually, as you advance spiritually, There's going to be certain aspects of arrogance which come in. And so maybe these two women, they've been working in the same church together and they've been growing well. But as you grow spiritually, if you cannot get control over arrogance, you risk your relationships with other people as well.
这个提醒呢, 是针对我们所有的基督徒都要注意的, 就是有些基督徒, 他其实在各方面都非常认真地做一个敬虔的基督徒, 但是呢, 却因为个人的一些傲慢和骄傲, 可能在这个教会里面, 跟其他的会友呢, 有一些不好的关系, 或冲突, 这样也是有可能会让我们从这个生命册上被除名。
Yeah, and I won't say it's normal, but that's not uncommon. You see examples in the scripture of people who were great believers or growing believers, and they got involved in some kind of arrogance pattern, which led to conflict with other people.
在这种保罗所点出的这件事情来要, 是让我们可以提醒我们很多很多的在教会里非常优秀的基督徒啊, 他们整个在属灵生命里面都各方面在想办法提升, 但是却在这个所谓的自身的傲慢态度跟心态里面而跌倒, 这是一个非常非常要警醒的事情。
Okay, but we'll have another look at that when we come back over to this verse later.
我们等一下还会再回来看这些经句。
For the next reference to the book of life, you go all the way over to the book of Revelation.
接下来的这个有谈到生命册呢, 就是到了启示录的三章五节。
Okay, and this is talking about the winner believer who will not have his name blotted out of the book of life.
在这个启示录三章五节呢, 则是特别提到说, 什么样的人, 就是一个 成功的一个应该说在属灵上得胜者呢, 他的名字是不会从生命册里面被除名的。
Okay, and then you come over to Revelation 13:8, and these are relevant, the next four verses, you see the next four verses, and these are all in the book of Revelation, they're relevant to the unbeliever.
接下来呢, 是在这个启示录的13章的第8节啊, 这里面呢, 提到了四种, 四个句子去提到了这个是跟这些非基督徒有关的事情。
Okay, and their names were never written in the book of life.
而这些人呢, 他们的名字是永远不可能被写在生命册上。
And that's what these verses are explaining. So we have Revelation 13:8.
这四个句子呢, 就是整个在启示录里面特别要对那些不信者, 所讲的。 那第一个就是在启示录的13章8节。
And then you have Revelation 17:8.
然后接下来是启示录17章8节。
Revelation 20:12, which is now talking about the great white throne judgment.
然后就是, 启示录的20章12节, 也就是谈大白宝座前的这个审判。
And then the final verse in the Bible regarding the book of life, that's Revelation 20:15.
然后再来就是启示录20章15节, 也是有关生命册的最后一个经句。
And that's the one we've talked about this as an introduction where it says anyone whose name had not been written, I mean, has never been written. If your name has never been written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire.
而这一句呢, 20章15节呢, 就是讲了, 就是任何他的名字没有被生命册记录的, 他最后就会被送到火湖了。
Okay, so that's just a quick overview of where the verses are, the verses that we're going to be looking at in our study.
好, 这些都是我们在谈生命册的时候要谈到的经句。
Okay, it's not that many. I think, all together just now we did about maybe 10 verses at the most throughout the whole Bible.
I think it's 9 verses.
There's one other verse which maybe helps us make a reference, but about 9 or 10 verses. It's not that many.
好, 这边呢, 就一共可见呢, 整个圣经里面就只不过有9个经句啊, 是跟这个生命册直接有关的。
Now last week when we were talking about the passage from Exodus 32, we looked at verses 31 to 33, and Moses was talking about what we call a plea bargain. He was bargaining with God.
我们在上一次上课的时候呢，就有提到这个出埃及记32章的31到33节。那摩西呢，跟神呢，做一个所恳求性的一个讨价还价。
And that's because the people had been very evil. They built the golden calf out of the gold, and God said, I'm going to blot them out from my book, which basically means that, you know, God's going to wipe them out. Their spiritual life is over. That means, and their names are taken out of the book.
这个事情呢的发生就是当这个摩西上西奈山40天下来的时候，发现呢他的这个子民们的，就是那一群有 出埃及的以色列人全部都在欢庆，而且铸造了一个金牛犊，然后神就非常的生气，决定要把这些以色列人全部都杀死，因为他们的属灵生命已死。
Yeah, and Moses, he has sympathy with these people. He is expressing grace, saying to God, please forgive these people, give them another chance.
而摩西呢，显然的是非常的怜悯他的这些伙伴们呢，他就跟神祈祷，希望他神能够再施恩典给他这些子民。
Yeah, and he says, if you don't want to give them another chance, then blot me out from your book, which you have written.Really, he's basically saying, if you're not going to forgive them, which means their names are blotted out of the book, then blot my name out too.
而这个摩西呢，他的整个的恳求的方式也很特别，他就说，求神呢能够免了他们的罪，不要让他们的，等于是说不要，如果他们的名字要被从生命册里除名的话，就把摩西的名字也从生命册里除名吧。他就请求神一定要饶恕那些人，否则的话就把他摩西的名字也从生命册里除名。
Now what's actually interesting is that God does listen to Moses, because eventually God forgives the people their sins. There's a small group of them that they are wiped out. So there's, I say small group, 3,000 people, but the rest of the people are allowed to carry on.
很有趣的事情呢，是神的确会听摩西的恳求。所以呢，最终我们就在这个圣经上就看见呢，这最终后来只有3000个以色列人被杀，其他的人就还是可以继续前进。
But the interesting thing is also is that none of these people went into the promised land eventually. You know, after the 40 years, all of those people are going to get wiped out with the exception of Joshua and Caleb.
而更有趣的事情呢，就是神虽然让其他的人除了那3000人被杀，其他人继续向前去这个应许之地啊，然后但是呢，这些人在这40年的这种旅程中呢，也都这些当时的这些从埃及出来的这些勇士男士们全部都死在旷野上。
If you remember the history, this event that's happening here, this is at Mount Sinai when Moses comes back from getting the tablets, the Ten Commandments. This happened within the first month after coming out from Egypt.
这整个事件呢，是从他们从这个埃及出埃及之后的一个月内发生的。
And then after that, they spend about a year getting organized. In the first year, they're getting organized to go in the land. You see later on, the Lord takes them up into the land of the promised land. But the people fail because first God says, take the land. They said, no, we're too scared. And then they turn around. God says, no, don't go in the land now. And the people say, we're going to go.
而在这个一个月后呢，他们等于是整个以色列人要准备进入迦南应许之地的过程呢，却这些人没有那个胆子啊，就变成是就是等于是不敢进去拿神要给他们的这一块地，然后等到他们告诉神说他们不进去之后，这个神非常的生气。没想到呢，这些人他们又改变主意了，又想要进去了，又想要进迦南美地了。这时候神说你别去吧，已经摩西告诉大家说已经来不及了，可是那些人还是去了，结果去的过程中也就死了很多人。
And so when God said don't go and the people went in the land, many of them actually got destroyed. They died because God was not with them. And God said, I will not be with you. These people were trying to do something without the Lord.
而这些人去硬要攻占这个进迦南地的攻占的时候呢，结果神就没等于是已经不愿意跟他们在一起了，他们还是硬是要去，所以他们去打的那场仗是没有神同在的，也因此他们全部就是很多人全部都被杀光了。
And how is it with your life? I mean, imagine, you know, the Lord says to do something and you don't do it. And then when the Lord is saying, don't do something and you do it, you know, the Lord is not with you. How can you possibly succeed?
这如果把这样的概念放到你的生命上呢？你说，如果今天神要你不要去做的事，但是你还是硬是要做，那你等于是在没有神的同在与支持、支援、保守之下，你要硬去做你想做的事情，那怎么可能成功呢？
Yeah, and it shows that many times the Lord is not going to stop you from doing something. You know, just because the Lord doesn't want you to do it doesn't mean that he's going to stop you from doing it. He will allow you to try for your own punishment. That will become your punishment.
我们要知道很多时候呢，神不希望我们做的事情，但他也不会出面阻止的，所以等于是你自己硬去做的事情呢，你所遇到的所有的困难失败全部都是你自己得来的这些处罚。
A lot of people say, well look, you know, I prayed to God and now I'm doing this thing, so obviously it's God's will, but maybe it's not God's willAnd again, he could just be letting you, he's allowing you to do these things, because ultimately you will be punished, you will suffer, and then maybe you can learn a lesson.
所以我们要知道很多时候很多人他说哦，神要我做这个，但实际上神 并没有让你做，他不希望你这样做，但你就自己的意志决定要做，那最后你所得到的所有的不好的成果，你都是自己自食恶果。
Yeah, because people like to use this term, they say the will of God, you know, and they pray, God, let me know your will, and I want to do the will of God.
对，大家常会用一个词就是神的旨意，好，然后我们就是说，哦，我跟神祷告，求神，就是神给我这样的一个旨意，让我来在神的旨意的主权掌权下，哦，要我做的事情。但是这个神的旨意是否是真的是如你所想的这件事却难讲。
So just to give you a review, because we have to understand there's like three main categories of the will of God. And the first is the sovereign will of God. This is what he wants you to do. This is his will for your life, and this is what he wants to happen.
我们来谈一下就是神的旨意啊。那一共有三种神的旨意，第一种就是神他在他掌权之下，他的主权之下，他要命令你做的。
So, we can say something like the sovereign will of God is that everybody would believe in Jesus and be saved.
而这样的神他的主权在神的这种旨意呢，很重要的一个命令就是呢，每一个人都要相信耶稣基督，这是一个神所给的指令。
We have that, for example, in 1 Timothy, the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 3. 3 and 4, actually.
好，就是在提摩太前书的二章三到四节就很清楚地写出来。
Really, yeah, it starts off in verse 3, but it finishes in verse 4. Let me just go over to the Chinese here. It's just a little bit awkward. Here we go. Can you see that now?
Yeah.
Okay, so it starts off in 1 Timothy 2, 3, and then it goes over to verse 4.
好，就是看一下《摩太前书》的二章三到四节。
Okay, so it says, this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, referring to Jesus Christ, who will have all men to be saved and come to knowledge of the truth.
好，提摩太前书二章三到四节所说的是这样的，这样的祷告是好的。在神我们的救主面前是蒙悦纳的，因他愿意万人得救，明白真理。
Okay, so that's an example of the sovereign will of God.
所以这就是我们在理解所谓在神的主权的旨意是什么。
But many people do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Many people will actually go to the lake of fire.
但是呢，很多人呢，他却不愿意相信耶稣基督，而最终他们呢，就得要进到火湖了。
So you would say, is that the will of God?
那 不相信耶稣基督就就是没有遵守神的旨意了。
Okay, and obviously it's not, but God allows these things because people have free will.
所以从这样看起来，就是说即使这是神的旨意了，但是 你没有做了，神还是让你不去信啊。就是怎么讲，应该说你明知道神的命令是要完全的相信耶稣基督，但是却很多人不愿意信，那是因为神给了我们自由意志。
Yeah, so we call that the permissive will of God.
所以所以我们称之为 permissive will of God. 就是这个意思是说，有一种神的旨意是一种被他允许你的旨意。
And so we see, for example, when God said to the Israelites, you know, on the second day he said, okay, you don't want to go into the land, so don't go into the land. And then the people said, but now we're going to go. They changed their mind and God allowed them to go. He did not stop them from going into the land.
这就像我们刚刚讲到的，就是那一群犹太人，他们神要他们进入那个应许之地，他们不愿意去。那后来神说，好吧，你们已经触怒我了。那但是呢这些人又吓到了，就说哦，那我们要进应许之地，那神说已经来不及了，他们还是硬是要去，但是神也不会因此就阻止他们啊，他们还是进去啦。所以这种允许，这种旨意就是那种如果直接 permissive 的话，应该被翻译成放任性的旨意，就是它不是神所愿意的，但是却会任由我们去做的这种旨意。
Yeah, now God could have stopped them going in somehow. Maybe that day he could have had a big earthquake or there could have been a fire in the camp or a big flood or something like that. He could have stopped them if he wanted to, but he allowed them to go in because of their arrogance. Now their arrogance was saying, we're not going to listen to God. We're going to go and fight these people. And they lost the battle.
所以我们要了解啊，如果真的神完全不让他们去的话，他是可以就是在地上突然出现一个大洞，或者是就是一个地震，或者是一个海啸，就是任何原因他都可以阻止这群人去。可是神他没有这样做，他虽然不愿意他们去，但是还是放任他们去。这样形态的旨意是我们天天在生活上都看得到的。
And I'm sure on that morning, you know, many of the Jewish people said, so you see, we're going into battle, and because we're all prepared, and because we feel like we're going to win, that means God is with us, and Jehovah will give us victory today.
而你可以想象当时那些以色列人心中是想什么，他们就觉得说，哇，我们一定可以赢这场战争，这个耶和华是一定是站在我们这里的，他们心里面是这么自以为哦。
Yeah, and they might have even justified it. Said, well, Moses warned us this morning. He said, God is not with us, but if we go, because yesterday God said he'll be with us, and today God must be with us, because we're the children of God. So if we go, then God is going to change his mind, and he's going to help us.
而在这种心态下，他们的想法是说，哎，昨天神与我同在啊，神与我们同在啊，所以今天呢，即使他不高兴了，但是因为我们是神的儿女，儿子，所以我们一定会有神站在我们这一边啊，所以我们一定可以打赢胜仗，就这样自我催眠。
Yeah, and this is the attitude of an arrogant person. They think they know the will of God, and they don't because they're arrogant.
这种就是非常标准的这种傲慢自以为是的人的心态，他们以为呢神就是永远都是会站在他那边的。
Yeah, it's very dangerous when you start, say like predicting, or you start thinking you know the will of God, because you can think that very sincerely, God is going to be with me, and this is what God wants me to do, this is God's purpose for my life, but maybe it's not.
这是一个很典型的这个傲慢的人会犯的错，就是他会以为神是他的旨意是这样的，是如自己所想的，然后就一直非常坚持固执的按照自己的傲慢自以为是的去做，但神却其实并不是应许他这样的，所以他神只是放任他去做了。
Yeah, and often what happens, of course, if God is not with you, then our situation becomes very difficult. But it's also easy to justify, you say, well, this is a test, or Satan is trying to stop me. You know, these are Satan's minions. They're trying to stop me doing this. But God is with me and I'll keep trying.
而这种状况呢，常常会发生的时候呢，就是你做了一个其实神并不应许你做的，但他也让你做了。然后，但是中间就发现有非常多的困难险阻，那那些人呢，就会自己催眠自己说：“哦，这个都是撒旦要来阻止我前进，让撒旦投敌，要让我没有办法。”得到这个神的应许，然后就让自以为这些困难是来自于撒旦。
But if you keep having to try and you're using your human efforts, if you're getting stressed out or if you're finding it's too difficult, that means that you're putting too much of your own energy into it and God is not with you. If God is with you, then doors are opening and you have a very smooth path.
所以有时候你要了解哈，像这种遇到非常多困难的时候呢，它有一个可能是神就是没有跟你在一起，因为如果神是应许你做的事情呢的事，这个些门呢都会一扇扇的打开，这个是要非常警醒的去分辨的。
What happens ultimately though, if God does not want you to do something, then we have what's called the overruling will of God, and this will put a stop to your plans.
那还有一种状况呢，就是神的，他就是完全不要你做的事情，啊，这种就是完全就是要停止你的作为，他会用一种强硬的，嗯，我看这中文应该怎么解释啊
？Overruling. So God says, "Okay, I've allowed you enough. You've gone so far with your plan, but I have to put a stop to this because this is no good." So He puts a stop.
就是否决性的一个旨意，好，这个就是神的否决性的旨意，是神怎么样也不会让你做。像刚才第二种是神会可以放任你做，但这当时这个你所做的事情，你是完全神没有办法认同的，神没有办法放任你了，他就会给你一个否决性的一个旨意。
Yeah, we use the word overruling as in the present tense, we just say overrule.Where somebody, you could have a company or even in the family, where maybe the little kid has said, okay, I want to go to my friend's house. And the mum says, okay, you can go to the friend's house. And then the dad has to overrule. See, he uses his authority and he changes the decision. One person has made a decision, but the person who has the higher authority says, no, you're not going to do that. I will overrule.
好，这个是一个法律名词啊，就是当家这个有一个从在家里，比如说你想小孩子想要去同学家过夜，然后妈妈呢同意了，还说好啊，你去啊，没关系啊。可是呢，爸爸听到之后呢，他说不行啊，不准你去。那这个爸爸所做的事情就是 overrule， 就是他有那个否决权。
Okay, we have this idiom.So we could say in that situation, for example, the mother had said yes to the daughter, maybe she wanted to go out with her friends, and then the father put his foot down, and he says no. So, you know, because the father has, he should have the highest authority in the household. And so if someone puts their foot down, that means that they're exercising their authority, and they're overruling the rule of another person, or overruling the decision of another person.
哦，这个在英文里面有一句这种说法，就是说 ，the father put his foot down and say no。这个 put his foot down 就是说将他的脚放下。好，这个词它其实在英文的意思就是说，他要行使他的这个裁决权。哦，他裁决说，哎，不可以。
So sometimes God, you know, He's our Father, and He puts His foot down, and He said, "That's enough." He says, "No, you're not going to do this."
哦、所以这个爸爸说 put his foot down 就是他行使这个比较应该说地位更高的人他要把他的裁决最终裁决权拿出来行使了他就说你不可以这样做、哦、这就是、这个 overrule 的概念
yeah, and, yeah, God is our father so yeah, as our father God can do that
而神呢是我们的天父所以他是有最高的裁决权他是可以put his foot down.
Hmm. And now you have it like with an arrogant girl. For example, the father had said to the girl, he said, you can't go out with your friends. And if she doesn't understand authority, she will cry and scream and she'll say, that's not fair.
而今天如果这个家里面的这个女儿她要求了一件事情那父亲说不可以。但是呢如果她有一个非常傲慢的自我中心的女儿的话她很可能会痛哭流涕然后在那边吵闹争执跟爸爸说她一定要做这件事。
And again, for Christians, you know, because a lot of Christians, when God says, okay, that's enough, and these people, if they're very emotional, and if they're arrogant, they will cry and they scream and say, God, why is this happening? God, this is not fair. God, why could I not do that?
而我们人类也是一样，当有的时候这个天父已经很明白，很明显地告诉我们这个事是不该做，不可做的。但是我们却有很多时候还是哭哭闹闹的说神啊你为什么不给我
Yeah, and if you're complaining like that, you're saying, God, why is this not happening? And God, this is not fair. This means you're not in the sovereign will of God. Because if you were in the sovereign will of God, you'd be able to say, thank you, God, for the situation. And thank you, God, that you're leading me and that I'm peaceful in my soul and that everything is working fine in my life.
而当这样的事情发生的时候呢就是我们等于是哭哭闹闹的硬是要神按照我们的意思达成的时候呢我们代表是我们完全没有尊重神他的这个主权他的管辖权他对我们生命的整个管辖权。那如果今天是一个顺服的一个信徒他一定不会这样子对神做一个是无理取闹的这种要求他反而应该是知道了神的意志他的旨意之后呢反而是要感谢神让我们理解然后我们就顺服。
So again, getting back to the Exodus passage, these people in Exodus, they had not been in the will of God. It's interesting, Aaron had told the people to make the golden calf.But these people were outside of the will of God and they were going to be punished.
而在这个出埃及记第32章的31、33节有很明确的让我们理解了这一群以色列的这个悖逆的百姓他们在这个亚伦的带领下铸造了这个一个金牛犊而这件事情是完全违背神对他们的教导。
Yeah, and you know, God is saying, I want to wipe out all these people. And if he did wipe them out, then none of them would go into the land. They were supposed to go into the promised land in that same year, and then they were going to fail. And then 40 years later, none of them are going to go into the land.
所以呢因为他们的悖逆因为他们的这个罪神呢在当下就要把这些以色列的人全部都杀死了。但是因着摩西的恳求所以才只杀了少数的人但是大部分的人继续向前走本来是一年内就可以抵达就可以进入迦南美地的却让他们在整个荒野中走了40年而这40年后呢整个从埃及出来的这些男人也只有两位迦勒跟约书亚进到了应许之地其他的全部也是一样让他们在这个荒野上死了。
This actually shows the greatness of Moses because God even knew that none of those people except Caleb and Joshua, none of them would go into the land, but God still gives them a second chance. He's still going to let them survive.
所以你可以看到这件事情是看到这个神他的很大的一个恩典就是这些人已经犯了罪他是必须要得到自己的惩罚的所以这些人是还是不会有机会进到迦南美地但是神还是给他们机会在这个过程中得到属灵生命的成长除了迦勒跟约书亚之外所有的人还是在这个荒野中这个40年中一个一个的死去
And I believe it's only because of this prayer of Moses. You know, Moses is bargaining for these people. If Moses didn't pray this prayer, it seems like God would have wiped them out. And he would have just kept a very small number of people to begin the tribes of Israel again.
But God will wipe out those men, not the women and the children, right?
Well, you know, whoever was involved in worshipping that golden calf, there was 3,000, it did get wiped out. But it seems like it should have been a lot more people, and it's almost like they would have had to start again.
反正最终呢，神如果不是摩西哈，对神有这样的，就是出埃及记三十二章三十一到三十二节这样的一个祷告，好来恳求神的饶恕的话，我相信在当下这些所有膜拜这个金牛犊的人，全部都已经会被杀死。
And then as it was, we say it's the next generation. So when the people eventually do cross the Jordan River and they go into the promised land 40 years later, it's the next generation of people. It's not this generation, but the new generation.
所以呢，最后呢，神给了他们40年的多活了40年的机会，但是最终可以渡过约旦河到应许之地的人呢，都是下一代的人，都不是原来的刚出埃及的那一代的人。
Okay, you know, let's stop for just a small break, and maybe you come back in about 3 minutes or so.
好，我们休息3分钟，然后我们今天课只能到11:10哦。